Faith in the name of Jesus is far more than saying His name when you pray. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth teaches how to develop faith in Jesus' name and get results. The name of Jesus is the believer's power tool.
I heard Brother Hagin say it many, many, many times, proving it to be true in my own life. No faith in that name, no results. Even though you're using it a lot, because, you know, particularly spirit-filled Christians, we do that. That's part of our language. A little faith in that name, little results. Lot of faith in that name, amazing results. Thank you, Jesus. The you can't feel faith. From time to time, there may be a feeling and so forth of the results of it. But faith only comes one way. Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. That's the way it comes. Now, when the word of faith, the Apostle Paul in that same 10th chapter called it the word of faith, called the Bible the word of faith which we preach. And the reason he said that is because God's word produces faith. God's word is full of his faith. It's already in there. Amen. So now, particularly with the name of Jesus, it is so familiar. You pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you in the name of Jesus. And go on and on and on and still have no faith in it. The authority of the name of Jesus and developing faith in that name is of vital importance when it comes to getting results in the kingdom of God and in the kingdom of darkness. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Are you ready? Yes. Boy, that is weak. Kind of woke up there, didn't you? Amen. All right. Let's turn to the 16th chapter of Mark's gospel. We're not going to be in a hurry about this. The last chapter of the book of Mark. Verse 15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. And these are supernatural signs. And I want you to notice now, each one of these signs have to do with the curse of the law. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Amen. They shall speak with new tongues. Well, now, how does that have anything to do by being redeemed from the curse of the law? Well, that, think about this. What happened to Adam? He lost his supernatural communication with God. And on the day of Pentecost, we got it back. Yes. Oh, rekembra masa. Hallelujah. If you've never been baptized with the Holy Ghost, receive it right now. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall. Why? Because of the name. That name. Faith in that name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Acts chapter 3. Now Peter and John went up together in the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. A certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asking alms, Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, look on us. He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Let me get my stuff. I'm tired of going up and down this stairway. Get down there where I can look at you. Thank you, Lord. Now keep a look on your eyes. I can tell where you're getting it or not. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to ask you something. Why do you think he expected to receive something of them? Huh? You ain't even close. He was laid there daily, right? Jesus went to the temple. Looked around. Went back to Bethany. Who was with him? All the disciples. Then he went back the next day. Preached there all day long after casting out the money changers and so forth. Then he went back the next day. They gave him something every time they walked through the door. Mm. You know, Jesus, now don't pass him up. That at least should have generated a smile. Instead of sitting there looking at me like this. Okay, if that didn't do it for you, let me see what this will do for you. When Judas got up and left the room, in the middle of the night at the Last Supper. Some of them thought Jesus told him to go give to the poor. I would have thought, well, you know, he's probably going to a restaurant. You got to have a, you have to have an extraordinary record of giving to the poor in the middle of the night to think that. So he's not going to pass this crippled guy by. He looked up and saw, oh, it's you guys. Yeah, I know y'all. Okay. Hallelujah, I thought you'd like that. Now then. Let's just skip on down. Well, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. Such as I have. I have this. It's mine. I have it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Did he pray for the man? No. He took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Go with me to the 16th verse. Well, let's go down to the 12th verse. When Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Why look you so earnestly on us as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? Yeah, but Brother Copeland, I mean, that was Peter. He was an apostle. He could do that. That's not what he said. And besides that, he didn't do it. Now, verse 16. His name, through faith in his name, through faith in his name. Name. Read it and say it with me. Through faith in his name have made this man strong. Faith in the name made him strong. Not the fact that he was an apostle. You notice in where we read there in Mark 16, 15 through 20. There wasn't anything mentioned of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, only believers. Jesus only mentioned believers. That didn't work for Peter because he was an apostle. It worked for him because he's a believer. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, dear Lord. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Faith in that name has made this man strong. Now then, chapter 4, verse 10. Be it known unto you all, the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. By the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 29. You know, they were treated badly and they came home to their own company let's go at verse 23. Being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they'd heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, with one accord. You get that? One accord. And they didn't get together and say, well, you know, let's get a petition together here. If we get enough signatures on this thing and turn it all in, maybe we can come to some kind of agreement with them, some kind of compromise. No, you don't compromise with the devil. Ever. When they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God in one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. I want to point out something to you here. Notice, they lifted up their voice to God and said, Lord, you are God. Then they begin to rehearse his mighty acts. And if you'll look at this, they just began to take the word of God and begin to bring it back to him. They began with one accord. They began to bring it. They're all praying. Praise God. And they're reminding him of his word, reminding of him of his great acts. And they're magnifying him and praising him. You want action in your church? That's the way you get it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you, Lord. We've become too lax, and I'm talking about word of faith people. I'm talking about people serious about God. People that God's a part of their everyday life. But we've come too lax and too familiar with him and with his name. You know, there's a time to know your daddy, and there's a time to know father. Amen. I knew when my daddy was daddy, and I knew when he was father. He became Mr. Copeland really, really quick. And sometimes we got it mixed up, and we kind of flopping around in every direction. But there's a time to come to attention. The Almighty God is present in this room. And there comes a time when we don't just stand there at attention. Just fall on your face and say the King of Kings is in this place. And I worship him. And I serve him. And I'm glad to be his man. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wow. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak the word. There's a boldness lacking. It's one of the reasons we're laying hands on a lot of people and some of them getting something and some of them not, and it's going on. But now here, Peter hasn't prayed for that man at the gate yet, unless he prayed for him for something else. He made a demand in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
It's the same Greek word, but it's translated ask. It's also translated to require of or make demand on. Now, he wasn't demanding Jesus. Jesus is not the one that crippled him. The name of Jesus is a power tool in the hand of a believer. We need it. We have to have it. Even though Colossians chapter 1 says we've been delivered from the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Still, even though born again, baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking with other tongues, walking in divine health, we still live in a world dominated by the devil. Amen. He is the God of this world. He is called the Prince of the Power of the Air. That means the air is full of devils. Full of them. But it's full of angels too. We outnumber them 2-1. But the most powerful weapon we have is the mighty name of the Savior, the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. And whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And any two of you shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory, glory, glory. Come on, get up and shout somebody.
I'm William McCorkle, and this is my wife, Reggie. We're from Abilene, Texas. Reggie had been in a wheelchair for 15 years before she was healed, and that all came about due to strokes and seizures. Reggie was a customer service manager at the local Walmart, and she had a very stressful job, and she took it very seriously, and she would get migraine headaches to the point where they would mimic strokes, and she would get a headache so bad that she would start to have paralysis. And each time that she went through one of these episodes, well, she wouldn't recover quite as fast. To start with, she walked with the brace, and she walked with the cane, and then she finally lost use of her right leg and her right arm. And we went to doctors, and they couldn't figure out what was going on, and, you know, they checked this and checked that. And finally, we came to put her on anti-seizure medicine, and they told us, you know, after examining her for years and trying this and trying that, and doctor after doctor, they pretty much said, well, this is the best we can do. We can keep it from getting any worse, but she won't ever get any better. And then in July of 2015, we discovered BVOVN, and we just immersed ourselves in the Word. We got so hungry for God, and the more we watched it, the hungrier we got.
It was just wonderful that you could cut that on, and you could find out what God was saying to you. I mean, there was such a heavy anointing. And the more that I learned from the Word of God, the more I wanted it. I mean, I just hungered after it. And I quit watching anything except for the Believer's Voice of Victory. I didn't watch anything else. I didn't read anything except for the Word of God. When I went to bed that night, I said, Lord, I want to wear your glory so people will be drawn to you. I want to walk in your authority so they know who you are. I said, so I just need you, Father God, to reveal to me who I am and who you are. What I have. And so I just went on to sleep. And that night, it was about 3:30 in the morning. It was almost like an audible voice, but not really. It kind of come from the inside. And it was just like, just shook me. I was in a deep sleep and I woke up and it said, Reggie, you have everything that I say that you have. Just take it. And I thought, oh, okay, Lord. And then it came back the second time and it was louder. And I said, open up your mouth and take it. And I said, okay, Lord, I have everything that you say that I had. Well, then it came back again. It was even louder and just kind of like shook my body. So I said, open up your mouth and take it with authority. And so I threw up my left hand in the air and I said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I have everything that you say that I have. I take it now by faith in the name of Jesus. And when I did, it's just like the power of God hit me. I felt like somebody had poured hot lava all over my body. It was just awesome. It was so intense, but it didn't hurt, but it was just very intense. And he said, I want you to get up and go tell Willie. And for some weird reason, I looked at the clock and it was 4:30 in the morning. And I said, well, Lord, Willie said he wasn't getting up until 5:30. And he said, I said, go tell him. And I thought, yes, sir, I will go tell him. So I didn't realize I had got up out of the bed. And I had this like triangle bar over top of my bed and I'd have to reach up and grab it and then grab my arm and could just kind of push myself around and to get to my wheelchair. It was on the outside of the doorway because it was too small for the wheelchair to come in. And I'd have to scoot on the bed and get on a little dresser and then get up to the doorway and pull myself up and flip over into the wheelchair. And I didn't realize I had gotten over the dog. He was still asleep. And I was standing in the doorway. and fixing to take a step, and I looked over and I thought to myself, well, there's my wheelchair. Oh, my Lord, he's healed my legs because I'm standing in the doorway. I didn't know how I had done this. Ran into the bedroom, and I told him to get up.
And I got up, and, of course, it was dark in the room, and she just jumped on me, and she was hugging me, and I thought, wait, she's got both arms around my neck. She's got both legs wrapped around my waist. Finally, I kind of pulled her off and set her down, turned the light on, and she was jumping. She said, Willie, God, heal me, God, heal me. It was astounding, you know? Here she was in the wheelchair one day, and here she is the next day, totally whole, 100%, walking around praising God.
And it was all started with the Believer's Voice of Victory, by me being able to cut it on and watch it, even in the wee hours of the night stuff. I was able to grow with God, and I was able to get healed, even though I didn't ask for it. I'm so glad for the opportunity to get to share with people that God is real, He's alive, and He loves us all as much as He does ministers like Kenneth Copeland. He loves us all the same, and He wants to give us everything that we have need of. All we got to do is open up our mouth and take it and put His word in our hearts.
On the broadcast today, my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, gave us an outstanding example of how to develop faith in the name of Jesus. And this offer, this gift that we have for you today, is going to help you grow in that. It's called Words of Prayer, Words of Faith. It's four messages by Kenneth Copeland on MP3 disc. And you and I both, we need to grow and develop in our understanding of the power that's in the name of Jesus. And of course, faith comes how? By hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Your words of faith will absolutely strengthen and empower your prayer. So you want to get a hold of this, and it's free. It just belongs to you. It's a gift from us. We want you to have it. So go to kcm.org, request your free copy today. While you're online there at kcm.org, I encourage you, look around at everything that's on the website, including the Believer's Voice of Victory. Did you know that there's a magazine that's been coming out of this ministry for a long time now that's just full of the Word of God, articles by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, testimonies from partners all over the world, partners just like many of you. This resource is going to encourage you, strengthen you in your daily walk with the Lord. And it's easy just to pass it along too. And of course, it's free. But when you're looking at it online, you can share links with family and friends and give people what God has given you. Whatever's been a blessing to you, pass that on and watch God do the same thing in their lives. Thanks so much for watching today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Visit our website, kcm.org, to watch the broadcast. You can also request today's free offer or a free copy of today's broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong with the Word and expect to see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost and fire.